Hi, I'm John, and this is Yes Wise Insights, presented by Natural Health Enterprises, my business since 1975, where at reallywell.com you can find natural health information, the Northern Edge organic milled flaxseed and whole flaxseed, other superfoods, air and water purifiers, and so forth. Well, today's topic is social degeneration. The cabal conspirators have spent centuries developing their modalities of social engineering and control. By now, their financial, chemical, technological, psychological, and social degeneration methods of deception, manipulation, and poisoning have brought us to the brink of social collapse, chaos, depopulation, and mind control. Well, this social degeneration is based on evil, the intent of the cabal to foster immorality and degeneration throughout society, to keep people in ignorance, to keep the masses traumatized, increasing crime with destruction, including disasters that are manipulated or created, leading to fear, anxiety, and confusion. This is how they will implement and maintain their control system through ultimate stress. So their goals are deception and manipulation of the public, depopulation, significant depopulation, including most of the world's population, infertility as part of that, illness, disability, keeping people weak, distracted, and ultimately either getting rid of many of us and having full control over those remaining. They do this through public poisons in the air, the water, the food, and consumer products. Medicines are a chief form of public poison. They use pesticides and herbicides in our agriculture, fluoride in the water in the cities, additives to food, aspartame, for example, and what are called vaccines, which we'll see is based on a mythology and really is a way of introducing more poisons into the system. Poisons like lead, cadmium, mercury, aluminum, barium, graphene oxide, nanotechnology. These things are in geoengineering aerosols in the sky, the food, the water, and so on. So they're contaminating nature, the soil, the trees. You see so many trees dying in the woods now, more than you've ever seen in your life. Plants, animals, and people are all being poisoned. And also we're being attacked with frequencies through the electrical grid, through radio, television, radar, cell phones, Wi-Fi, 5G, 6G, and so on. We have a whole field of frequencies that we're swimming in, ocean, I should say, that we're swimming in that is harmful to us and can be used for manipulating and controlling us, both our health and our mental abilities. So these are control technologies, and they include finance, you know, the banking system that was evolved, fractional reserve banking by the cabal conspirators, creating shortages, ultimately food shortages that you see many of the food processing and distribution facilities being destroyed right now, to create also poverty, to possibly engineer a financial collapse that will leave many people, even in the middle class, into the realm of poverty, and therefore creating strife for the people, using their chemicals to poison us, their frequencies to attack us, their devices of all kinds, media, voice-to-skull technology where they can actually broadcast thoughts right into your someone's brain directly when they have the frequency to reach you, such as your DNA, and nanobots that they're embedding in us that will ultimately form a neural net that they can communicate with through these frequencies. So they use geoengineering, genetic modification, biological hacking, artificial intelligence, and many bioweapons. You know, viruses are not really a little entity like a wild animal trying to attack you or embed themselves in you and multiply themselves. They're created bioweapons that are purposed to do this. And the injections that they follow up with are bringing more bioweapon into the system. It also is embedding nanotech for ultimate transhuman control system. And they use psychological operations. Deception is a major tool of theirs for centuries, creating trauma, fostering false narratives. They've used religion, they've used mythology, they've used king and queen monarchies, and wars, and having an enemy, and so on. And then they also have had mind-controlled agents. They can control people, again, through frequencies and technology, through hypnosis, through bribery, blackmail, coercion, and seduction. Propaganda is a major tool. They have the whole network of the pyramid of corporate control, and with controlled authorities and media and many key positions all throughout our society and institutions. They have got a lot of mileage out of the virus theory that they developed over a century ago to, again, scare the public with these bioweapons and attempts to inject more poisons into the system, and climate fraud, utilizing changes in climate and then learning to manipulate them with the geoengineering and harp frequencies and so on. If you're not familiar with HARP, the high oral operation that was in Alaska but now diverse in smaller installations all over the planet, that is part of the technologies for manipulating weather and seeming to cause this climate change that they blame on humans and their activities. And then staged events from 9/11 to Sandy Hook to Nashville, many events that occurred not how they were described with false narratives, and disasters that they can generate and create, including hurricanes, tornadoes, fires, floods, and so forth, earthquakes. So we need to engage a restoration protocol. We need to join with the growing white hat movement, if you want to call it that, or the movement toward freedom, to spread awareness of this cabal and their manipulation. They own the media, they own the giant corporations, they manipulate us, they own the politicians. So we need to awaken the public, go through a process of deconditioning and learning about this. There's plenty of information on the internet in the alternative locations, not in the mainstream, of course. Get real education, then form planning and support groups and generate public assemblies and work together to remove corrupt hierarchy, install sane leaders, end all this deception, end the hostilities that are used to create the trauma and manipulate our minds with war and get rid of people as well and cover up many crimes. And then remediation of all this, restoration of sanity and our health and our well-being, so we can have a society where we can learn and grow in harmony with good cooperation. I want to thank you for listening. YesWise Insights is a program of YesWise Education Service. We also have learning modules, consultations, and seminars, and many resources at awaremore.com, but primarily YesWise.com, where we post the blog entries and so forth. Thank you for being here. Have a good day and be really well.